reconciliation. I want to talk about relationships and how in relationships sometimes what we do is we don't truly reconcile. When you think about this word reconciliation, what you find is that we have a perceived definition of it. And if we, by definition, don't know what it really is, we will never really resolve the issues that we have with people. How many of you got people problems? Exactly. All right? There are some people that you have gotten into it with, and then you've thought that maybe it's over, but in all actuality, it's not over. Abraham repeated this same lie early on in his life. All right? It was a lie that was agreed upon, as you saw, by Abraham and Sarah. I believe it was an agreement through manipulation. But here's the thing you need to know. And it's something that I believe that a lot of people do not really look at. Is that there are times where we're not truthful with one another. We won't speak the truth in love. So we live a lie. I wish I had somebody. Can I tell you something? Until you come clean and decide to live in truth. See, a lot of times we play the victim. A lot of times we're saying things about people where we're blaming other people for where we are in life. But the truth of the matter is you are just as responsible as the other person. Now what Abraham did, Abraham lied about Sarah being his wife. Are you with me? Now here's the thing. The earlier time, the first time he did it, he got away with a slap on the wrist. You want to know why we repeat stuff? Because we're not held accountable. Because we really haven't paid a price. Are you with me? And let me tell you something. The only person that causes us to lie about life is Satan. Because he is the father of lies. Many times we're playing the victim. Look what happened to me because of this. But if you really trace out your life, you realize that maybe you're living with a lie. Oftentimes we can't reconcile our relationships because, watch this, we won't accept the truth for what it is. Do I have anybody? And so true reconciliation with others begins, number one, verses 8 to 10, we find the first thing we have to do is the recognition, first of all, the recognition of living with the lie. Until, watch this, you know what? When Abimelech confronted Abraham, he says, man, look at verse 8. He says, man, why you did this to me? Abimelech, verse 9, he says, then Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, what have you done to what? To us. Tell your neighbor, you got to recognize that you're living with a lie. Most conflicts begin with a lie. Don't you know that? And that's because Satan is the father of what? For this, watch this, you have an unbeliever confronting a believer about living a lie. Ooh, what a testimony. Some of us think we're so holy and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, but we are still living with that lie. And when we're confronted, we lie again. Come on and help me, somebody. Why do we lie anyways? Don't we lie to save ourselves? You say, why are you talking about lying? Because that's the subject today. Come on, help me, somebody. The Bible has everything. The Bible addresses everything. The problem is preachers don't want to address everything. Come on and help me, will you? I can tell you how many lies I told in my life to get myself out of trouble and then got myself deeper in trouble. Anybody been there? Come on and help me, somebody. But here's the thing. I've decided that I'm not going to allow my testimony to be ruined just because I'm trying to save myself. Abraham was trying to save his skin the whole time. And guess what he did? He got his wife involved in it. It's called manipulation. Come on, help me, somebody. We lie on our resume. Come on, somebody. We lie to get likes. Cell phones and come on, somebody. We borrowing other people's social security numbers and come on and help me, somebody. We don't think it's a lie, but it's a lie. Isn't it a lie? It ain't yours. Amen. So the first thing we gotta do what is the recognition of live. Can I ask you a question? What lie are you living with? Okay. Watch the text now. You ready? This supposed to help you. All right? I ain't trying to hurt you. I'm trying to help you. Now look at verse 11. After he's been confronted about living a lie, here he comes in verse 11. But look at verse, open your Bible. You got to keep your Bible open. You got to look at it now. It says, Abraham said, watch this now. So give me the next point. Abraham said what? Because I thought surely there's what? Tell your neighbor dangerous assumptions. But the second thing you need to know is that tell the truth about the reason for the lie. Y'all ain't hear me. I said tell the truth about the reason for the lie. He says, look what he said. He said, well, first of all, I thought, man, first of all, there's no fear of God in this place. So what does this tell you? He's trying to save himself. Watch this. And they will kill me because of what? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Wasn't Abraham the father of faith? Wait a minute. Didn't God appear to Abraham and gave him a promise? So let me ask you a question. Is the promise not good enough to believe that God will protect you in every area of your life so you got to lie to save yourself? Tell the truth. Can I tell you something? The truth will set you free. Are you following me? The last time Abe got in trouble, watch this. He never gave a reason. If you read it back in the further chapters, he never gave a reason. Watch this. The king just let him go. This time he's called, tell your neighbor, accountability. Do you know that some of us are ruining our lives because of a lie? Oh, Lord Jesus. Do you know what Abraham's problem was? Fear. Most of the times we don't tell the truth because we're afraid. And fear will cause us to do things that is not pleasing unto God. The last time he got a slap. He didn't even get probation. He got a slap on the wrist. Y'all are here. Fear was the reason. Watch this. And it's no good reason for a lie if you have. Watch this. If you know, it's going to cause some other stuff. The father of faith was walking with fear of his life. Wait a minute. Did he not know that God was going to take care of him either way? Can I ask you a question? Do you not know that God will take care of you? Come on and help me, somebody. Do you not know you don't have to borrow somebody's stuff? Do you not know that you can walk, if you just tell the truth in love, God will take care of you in spite of the same God back then is the same God right now. The same God that brought you through that Red Sea is the same God that's going to bring you through to the other side. But oftentimes we're so afraid to trust God Some of us can't trust them with our finances. We can't trust them with our gifts. We can't trust them with our talent because we're afraid that, well, if I give this $30, I'm going to lose out on something. Oh, you ain't hear me, Cliff. You ain't hear me. You ain't hear me. You ain't hear me. You ain't hear me. But you big baller, shot caller. But you won't trust God. Come on and help me, somebody. Look at verse 12. Let me move on because I got a lot of points. Look what he said in verse 12. He said, besides, she actually, watch this now. She actually is my what? Come on, some of you know some people like this. Some of you know some people like this. They wrong, but they keep trying to justify their wrong. Give me the next point. You ready? Try not to justify the lie. He is trying to get away on a technicality. Look at the technicality, y'all. Tell me Abraham wasn't no good liar. I mean lawyer. Check it out. Check it out. Besides, she actually is my sister. Watch this. And the daughter, what? Of my father. But watch this. But not the daughter of my mother. But she became, what? Bro, once she became your wife, the relationship has changed. Tell your neighbor, stop trying to justify. Some of you don't think you lie, but you do. Oh, Lord. Look, and you thought you didn't lie, you just lied. See, you just told a lie because you thought, I don't lie. Justifying it. Tell your neighbor there's no gray area in the truth. That's what we do, right? If we're going to reconcile a relationship, we have to not try to justify our wrong or say to the other person, you're wrong. That makes things worse. Well, she ain't really, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? She really, you know, actually. Whenever you actually come in the picture, Abraham is tripping. Y'all ever seen Abe like this? Got to read your Bible. Watch this. The Bible is real. Listen, you know what I love about God? What he's showing us about Abraham, the father of the faith? That he's a fallen man. But oh, by grace. And through God's mercy. Listen, it doesn't matter what you've done. As long as you're ready to what? To reconcile our wrongs. I never forgot, after I got saved, I called everybody that I wronged. And I wasn't trying to tell them, well, because I said, you know what, I was wrong. And I'm sorry. You understand what I'm saying? See, when you reconcile relationships, you can't hold on to the lie that you've been believing all your life. And can I tell you something? Satan wants you to believe the lies about yourself, that you're not good enough. Come on, somebody, that you're not smart enough, that you're not gifted enough, that you don't have what it takes. But I stop by to tell you, the devil is a lie. God has put inside of you everything that you need to live this life in truth. Yeah, the truth may not get you that job, but it'll get you a better job. You were doing it for the money. And God says, I'm doing it because of your destiny. Are you following me? Amen. All right. So now let's look at it now. Verse 13. Now look what it says. You ready? This is deep right here. Verse 11 is deep. How many minutes I got? All right, good. I only preach 32 minutes every Sunday. Watch the text. And it came about when God calls me to what? Here he go now. To wander from my father's house. Now, you got to know, period of time that we're talking about here is about 25 years. Watch this now. You ready? Watch this now. Yeah, there's a long time to wander around, but there's another thing to wander around with a lie. You wonder why some of us are not blessed? Because we're wandering around with a lie. And we can't really live in truth. And God says, until I get that out of you, I can't bless you. Because in all actuality, you're building your life on sand. If it's not built on truth, it's going to fall. But if you build it on truth, come on and help me, somebody. He says, it came about when God caused me to wander from my father's house that I said to her, this is the kindness which you will show me. Wait a minute. Abe, you really a baller, man. Shoot, girl, you marry me, that's what you're going to do for me. That's what he said. Because I'm going to be your man. Because, you know, God promised me. I imagine what he said to her. But anyways, this is the kindness which you will show me everywhere, what? We go, say of me, he is my what? Wait a minute. 20 years of telling this. Can I ask you a question? How long have you been living with that lie? So you want to know the next point? Give it to me. Ooh, you got to root it out. Listen, you hear what I said? I said root it out. Until we get to the root, do you wonder why you're bitter? You wonder why you're angry? You wonder why you're not seeing life the way it is? Because Satan has sold you a lie and you're living with a lie, and it's time for you to what? Root it out. And there are some relationships that have been ruined in your life. And you've played the victim about it. But the truth is, it was built on a lie. And until we root it out, saints, can I help you with something? It's time for us to root out. You can't have faith in God. How come Abraham did not have the faith that God would protect him, his family? Why did he have to coerce his wife? Baby, when they come, tell them I'm not here now. No, he's not here. I wonder, can I ask you something? What did you think Sarah was thinking? Remember, in this time, a woman was subordinate to her husband, right? So she was submissive and all that kind of stuff. So here is Abe using his sin nature to manipulate this woman, using his authority. Oh, don't you see that happening in life today? Watch this. And causing her to come into, this is what you call brainwashing. 25. Yes, my brother. But Abe did it to protect himself. How many times do we do that with people we love? We put them on the chopping block to save ourselves. Come on, help me, somebody. This was a claim throughout their life that he led Sarah to go along with the scheme from the beginning of their journey into the promised land. No wonder why it took them 30-some years or 20-some years to get to the promise, because God had to take out of them. Listen, God can't put $1 million in your hand if you a liar. You're wondering why I'm not being blessed? Because you're still a mess. Not you. Lord Jesus. Then from verses 14 to 16, we have the next point. it says here, and Abimelech, now watch this. This is the part that really blesses me. So it came about when God caused me to want, he went over all that. 14, Abimelech then took what? Now, Abimelech, the king, because the lie was exposed and rooted out, this is not a reward, this is restitution. But it's not restitution as, listen, you just lied to me and caused everything in my house to be cursed. And now I'm restoring you with sheep, land, and blessing Sarah. This has nothing to do with Abimelech. This has everything to do with God. Listen, when they left out of Egypt, y'all know your Bible? What happened? All the people took off their earrings and their golds and they blessed them to take them. God was financing them through their enemies. Listen, your enemies can become your footstool. Your enemies can also become the people that God uses to advance your cause. Do I have a witness? And I want to say to somebody here, don't. That's why it says pray for your enemies. Some of you mad, but don't get mad at your enemies. Pray for them. The text says that Abimelech restores the material and where Abraham restores the spiritual. Guys, dog it. That's why when a preacher falls, pray for him. Because God can still use a lying preacher. Because last week God called them a prophet, and the same prophet that he called prophet was the same prophet that had to pray for him. I wish I had somebody. Don't get so hard on the preacher, y'all. Because guess what? He's a man just like another man. But the difference is he's God's man. And he has a responsibility to live a certain kind of way before the people and before God. But if he happens to slip, pray for him. Because God is going to use the same man. See? So true rest, the next point is this. After you root out the lie, true restoration can happen after rooting out the lie. See, we see restoration. He got sheep. Man, he even gave, look, the text says he even gave Sarah some stuff. I think he liked her. Look at verse 16. To Sarah, he said, behold, girl, I've given your brother 1,000 pieces. Listen, this can't be nobody but God. That God take the very person that you lied to and deceived and turn it around. And now they're blessing you. Oh, I wish I had somebody. And look, he said, Sarah, I give your brother 1,000 pieces of silver. And behold, it is what? Your vindication before all who are what? With you. Before all these men. Are you with me? So what's my last point? I got one more point, you know. Two more points. The point said, the text says, what does it say in verse 17? Well, I'm with it. Verse 17, it says what? And Abraham what? And Abraham what? Abraham what? So here's the next point you need to know. The repentance. Here's the reason why I say Abraham repented after all these years of living. Ooh, I'm going to deal with that at 11 o'clock too. Watch this. Abraham lived with his life for so long. But the text says when he prayed, look what happened. I don't know no praying liar who can get a prayer through. Do you? But watch the text. The text says Abraham prayed to God. And God what? God what? God what? Be careful who's praying for you. Don't wonder why nothing getting through. Oh, but if they repent, the only way that God was able to hear Abraham's prayer because Abraham repented. This is what God was after out of Abraham. Can I tell you something as a believer? 1 John 1:9, if you fall, ask God for forgiveness. Don't beat yourself up so bad. And then when you pray, you used to pray, and stuff would happen. How many would like that? Come on and help me somebody. Watch this. Now you're saying, well, what's going on? You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Because here's the thing, repentance is the only way that we can get back on the prayer line. Lord have mercy. I'm going to say it one more time. Repentance is the only way. You thought, oh man, I'm far gone. No, you ain't that far gone. Repentance is how you get back on the prayer line. Here he is praying, and God is what? Healing. It says, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maids, so that they bore children. The last point is this. The reconciliation after accepting. That's all right. Tell your neighbor, that's all right. This is how you restore relationships. By saying, you know what? I'm sorry. I messed up your life. I asked you to lie for me, and this is how we ended up right here. But today I want to ask for your forgiveness. Today I want to ask Jesus for his forgiveness. Lord, I've been living a lie for a long time, and I'm wondering why my life is turning out the way it is. Because God, I have not been truthful with you. I doubt sometimes. I have fear sometimes. I struggle with life sometimes. But Lord, if you just help me to believe, if you just help me to reconcile my relationships with the people that I've hurt too many people in my life. Let me tell you something. The need for grace is the problem of sin. And the problem of sin cannot be solved by the efforts of man. Nothing you can do can cancel out the problem of sin. You can crush 5 million oranges. You still won't get an apple. But oh, God's grace. And when I look at the humanness of Abraham, it has blessed my life. Listen, I ain't going to say we ain't never going to tell a lie long we live. But I made a decision that I'm not going to live with one. Oh, I wish I had somebody. I made up in my mind. I'm going to stop believing the lies of the enemy about me. And I'm going to root it out, so that I can live for Jesus Christ.